Welcome to the Do Good X podcast, a sanctuary from the entrepreneur grind. Hosts Kimberly Danielle and Stephen Lewis, advocates for impactful entrepreneurship, guide you on the path where purpose meets business. Join us to slow down, reconnect, and explore the challenges of under-resourced entrepreneurs, uncovering the unique journey of building businesses that make a difference. Now, your host.
Welcome to the Do Good X podcast. My name is Stephen Lewis, and I am a catalyst for change. I work with, over the last two decades, I have worked with entrepreneurs and community leaders to help them to work on purpose, with intention, with their faith, and their inspiration, and the ways in which they're called to lead and serve their communities in the broader world. And I'm joined here today with my colleague and co-host, Kimberly Danielle. It's good to see you, Kimberly.
Good to see you as well. Hey, hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us. I am Kimberly Danielle. I am a communication strategist, a coach, and a community builder who comes from generations of faith-driven entrepreneurs and leaders who believe that our purpose should drive us to contribute to the common good. I am happy to be here with you today, Stephen, on this episode. We are just going to explore the values that drive us, either personally or professionally. Values are really important to us in our work at Do Good X as people of faith, really building businesses or doing work that is rooted in these values. It can really shape and inform what it is that we're doing, how we impact our communities, how we impact those around us.
Yeah. And I think it really gets to the core of what really matters to us. And so, Kimberly, I want to ask you, what are the values that shape or form or even animate you professionally or personally?
So I think the values personally and professionally, they pretty much are around the same, but I'll name some. Authenticity. Authenticity is important to me. I have done a lot of work to be able to show up as my full self without apology. And I want other people to do so too. I want to trust that who you are, who people are being in my personal life, even in my professional life, is truly who they are at the core. People that I engage with as it relates to consultancy or Do Good X or build relationships with, this allows me to see our connectedness, synergies. It allows us to have a better and more meaningful relationship, just showing up as our authentic selves. So authenticity is very important to me. Mutuality is also a thing for me as well. I think I may have mentioned on another podcast episode that it's important to me when I build relationships, both personally and professionally, that it's really driven by the desire to know a person and to not just think about what can this person offer to me, but what can I give to them? And my expectation is that any relationships that I have in my circle are mutual relationships where it may not look the same for either person, but there's some sense of energetic exchange that is happening in order for it to be a true, valued, meaningful, long-lasting relationship. I'll quickly say this one because we talk about this all the time. But community is so important to me and is a value that I operate out of, to build community, to create community for other people, and to be a part of that and to provide the gifts that I can bring and to help to see other people and the gifts that they bring in that space. And then lastly, I will say creativity. So I do come from an arts background. I have a huge appreciation and love for the arts. And that has sparked a level of creativity even beyond that field for me to think about how I infuse that into my work, but also my personal life on a regular basis, because I access another part of my brain that really opens up new ideas, things to explore, and my imagination around what is possible. So authenticity, mutuality, community, and creativity are the four that I will name just today. What about you, Stephen?
That's wonderful. I appreciate that. So the first one, I think, is really listening to your intuition. I think that's one of your greatest guides in terms of discerning, deliberating, and making a choice about what it is that you need to do. The late legendary Howard Thurman used to say this in one of his baccalaureate addresses. He says, you know, that there is in you something that waits and listens to the sound of the genuine within yourself. No one like you has ever been born. And if you cannot hear it, you'll never find what it is that you're looking for. Or if you hear it and you never follow it, you'll forever be on the strings that someone else pulls. So this whole idea of the sound of the texture of your own intuitive knowing about your business and what you're trying to do, I think is really important. So intuition is an important value. For me, the other one is this idea of we all have something to bring into the world. And for me, I believe that the future grieves, if not mourns, if you and I don't, and others who are listening on this call, do not discern the purpose, the gifts that we bring to the world, to our communities, to our customers that are longing for the solution that we have to some of the greatest problems that they're wrestling with. I think it is a gift and it is a blessing to them. And so if we, you know, don't attend to it, then I think, you know, there's an aspect of the future that grieves and mourns. The third thing that I would say is that I really value imagination. The late bell hooks says, you know, what you cannot imagine will never come into being. So part of the question is, how can we imagine not what's possible, but how do we imagine impossibilities? Because when we only imagine what's possible, we can sometimes put ourselves, you know, within a prison. I can only go this far, do this much, so high, etc. But what I want us to do is to imagine the unthinkable. In terms of the greatest, you know, aspect of what that could be. If we never reach it, but we strive for what's impossible, to imagine the impossibility of what could be, man, we would have made a major dent in bringing some goodness to the world. And so I believe that we as individual entrepreneurs, but also our businesses, can be a dynamic force for good. And that's all dependent upon our imagination. And then lastly, I think what I would say, you know, when I think about values is this idea of purpose. I try to think about how I live and lead on purpose. And I would say that, you know, I believe that each of us have the capacity to live and lead on purpose, that all of us carry inherently a divine genius. And that genius then gets imprinted on our business. It gets imprinted in our lives. It gets imprinted on our relationships. It gets imprinted on all that we touch with our one precious life. And if we can do that purposefully, then we know that, you know, and we live in our purpose, we stand in our purpose. Then I think what we come to realize is that our life matters and what we do matters. And that business of a good, they matter. And they matter because they're beneficial and purposeful for the world. But they also are deeply meaningful and enriching to us as the entrepreneur.
So what is your divine genius? I'm talking to you, listeners. What is your divine genius and the imprint that you leave in the world and on the world? I think Stephen left off with a really important value for us all to consider around purpose. And what are the values that you operate from and that you are really allowing to drive how you build your business, how you lead, how you show up in the world as a friend, as a partner, as a human being. Each one of us has gifts. There is something that drives all of us. So we hope that you do some reflection on that, because it does truly make a difference and it does truly impact how we show up in the world. I hope that you have enjoyed this brief conversation today, and we really hope that you continue to journey with us in this podcast, in this season, in each episode. Until next time, be well and do good.
Thank you for listening to the Do Good X podcast. To continue the conversation or access our resources, visit www.dogoodx.org. Join us again for conversations that will nourish your soul, ignite your dreams, and empower you to build an impactful business one intentional step at a time. Until then, keep striving, thriving, and doing good.